Sink or Swim by Smallthorne Primary Academy, Year 5.
It was a new school year and the start of swimming lessons. Most kids could swim, but we still got the usual safety instructions.
Right, everyone, looking this way, please. There are a few things we need to know before we get into the water. Are we all here?
No, sir.
Who's missing?
Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Jimmy Fisher.
Jimmy Fisher, my adopted brother, was still in the changing room.
Is he all right?
He's here now, sir.
Jimmy, come on, stand by the side of the pool.
Yes, sir.
Now listen, everyone. Walk sensibly at the pool side. No running, please.
I could see Jimmy at the end of the line, shivering by the pool side. Not shivering with cold, but with fear.
It's not a toilet. No peeing.
Nobody knew except me. He couldn't swim.
Pay attention to me at all times.
Yes, sir.
Over there on the tall chair, that's the lifeguard, Haley. Everyone, give her a wave and say hi, Haley.
Hi, Haley.
Hello.
Haley, the lifeguard. She was new. I hope she got her eye on Jimmy. What an embarrassment.
Sir, there's something the matter with Jimmy.
Jimmy Fisher, what's wrong?
I'm all right, sir. I'm just...
I thought, he's going to faint.
Jimmy?
He's going to faint.
Jimmy!
Oh, no! Move, mind out of the way.
Come on, sit down.
Jimmy, are you all right?
Yes, sir.
He'll be fine now. No harm done.
Thank you, Haley. If it wasn't for your quick reaction.
I'm a lifeguard. It's my job.
Hello?
Jimmy, your brother's here.
Oakley. What does he want?
You should have seen his face when you fainted. He was terrified.
Yeah. Terrified? He'd embarrass me. And he did.
I need to get back to the other children.
That's okay. I'll make sure Jimmy's okay.
Thank you, Haley.
Do you want your brother to stay with you, Jimmy?
Not really.
No worries. I was only checking he wasn't going to faint again or something.
Go away, Oakley.
Well, that's nice, I must say.
Oakley, why don't you go back to the swimming lesson?
Not much point. Now Jimmy swallows half the water.
Off you go.
Yeah, I'm going.
Is he really your brother?
Sort of. I'm adopted. His parents took me in after my mum and dad died. I suppose they thought because we were the same age, we'd be friends.
But you're not.
He's a bully.
So, what happened by the pool, Jimmy? Why did you faint like that?
I can't swim.
Lots of people can't swim. Have you got a phobia?
Maybe. It's how my real mum and dad died.
They drowned? Both of them?
They were open water swimmers. They were competing together in an ocean race when something went wrong. I don't really know what happened. I was only 5. I've never gone near water since then.
Didn't your teacher know?
I thought I could do it. But when I stood there at the side of the pool, I had a kind of flashback to the day they died. Then, I felt sick and dizzy. Thank you for rescuing me.
No worries.
I wish I could swim like you.
I'm sure you will one day.
I don't think so.
What if I said I'd teach you? I do private lessons.
I don't know.
If it's money you're worried about.
That's not a problem. My parents are rich. It's Oakley. He'd never shut up about it.
You don't have to pay me. I'd be happy to help. And nobody needs to know.
Really?
Really.
Not long after the fainting incident, I noticed that Jimmy was getting up and going out very early in the morning. A few times, I heard his bedroom door close. He was trying to be quiet, but there was a creaky floorboard right outside my room. I needed to find out what he was up to.
Where do you think you're going?
Nowhere.
Doesn't look like nowhere to me.
I'm going to school.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. School doesn't start for another 3 hours.
I'm going to make some friends, to do a project.
What friends? You haven't got any.
Very funny.
This isn't the first time I've heard you sneaking out early in the morning. Where have you been going? And why have you got a sports bag?
It's the only one big enough for my project files.
Let's have a look, friend.
Get off. It's none of your business.
Who are you meeting?
I said, it's none of your business. Go back to bed.
He was obviously lying, so I made up my mind. Next time, I'd be ready and dressed, and I'd follow him.
Frappuccino hot chocolate.
Thanks.
Hot chocolate for me.
There you go, enjoy your drinks.
You're doing very well, you know, Jimmy.
At least I don't swallow half the pool anymore.
You could tell your parents about this now.
Not yet. After I fainted, they told the school they didn't want me to have swimming lessons for a while. I think they're scared.
But you can swim now.
I want to be a bit better before I tell them.
Your freestyle is really good.
Because you're a really good coach. I bet you're a great swimmer too.
I used to be, but I can't train enough hours. My mum's not very well, so I look after her and my two little sisters. As soon as I finished school, I had to get a job.
How old are you?
18.
It doesn't seem fair.
I didn't mind. I like being a lifeguard. And I like being a coach even better.
The following week, I sat my lawn and was up and dressed when the floorboard squeaked outside my room. I followed him out of the house to a bus stop. While he waited for the bus, I hid in some bushes. A few other people arrived and a queue sorted the form. So far, so good. He hasn't spotted me.
Hello. Nice doggy. Go away, doggy.
Hey, Bobby, this way. Oh, you made me jump. What are you doing hiding in the bushes like that?
Sorry, I'm just waiting for the bus.
Stop is over there.
I know. Where's the bus?
Jimmy got on the bus. I could see him going upstairs. I made a run for it.
You are lucky there. Almost missed me.
Thanks. Where do you go to?
Don't you know?
If I did, I wouldn't ask.
Town.
Great, I'll go there then.
Right.
Thanks. I moved to the back of the bus downstairs. Now all I had to do was keep my head down and wait for Jimmy to get off. Jimmy got off a few stops later. It was nearly 7 o'clock. He walked around the corner to the gates of a school. Not our school, somewhere I didn't recognise at all. I watched him from behind a postbox on the corner.
Oakley, what are you doing here?
Who are you?
I'm Hayley, the lifeguard from the swimming lesson. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Can you step back, please? He might see us.
Who?
My brother Jimmy. He's been going out secretly early in the morning, so I followed him. He's come on the bus to the school, but it's not our school. It looks like he's waiting for someone.
Oh, yes. I think you're right. He is waiting for someone. Me.
You?
Morning, Jimmy.
Hi, Hayley.
What's going on, Oakley?
Let's go in, Jimmy.
You go, Hayley. I'll follow you in a minute.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll open up.
Before you ask, Hayley's teaching me to swim. This school has a pool where she does her lifeguard training. She's got a key and we can come early in the morning.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why do you think?
I'm your brother.
No, you're not.
Do Mum and Dad know about this?
I'll tell them when I'm ready.
They'll go mad.
Don't tell them.
Why should I help you?
You're my brother.
No, I'm not.
Do what you want, then.
I was furious. I can't explain why. He hasn't trusted me. But why should he? I wanted to hit him, but he just walked away. So I did the second most stupid thing I could do.
Mum, it's Oakley.
Mum, Dad, over here.
Oakley, what's going on?
Where's Jimmy? Is he all right? Is he hurt?
He might be. I saw him go in there.
It's the school. What would Jimmy be doing here?
You'll see. Come on.
Well done, Jimmy. That was your fastest length yet.
How fast?
Hop out and get dressed, and we'll go through all your times over a hot chocolate.
There, look, there they are.
Mum? Dad?
Jimmy, what is this?
Who are you?
This is Hayley. She's been teaching me how to swim.
Behind our backs?
I realise this does not look good.
You're not wrong there.
Jimmy, this was a very silly and dangerous thing to do.
Why?
Well, for one thing, who is this person?
She's a lifeguard.
And what do you really know about her?
I know she's taught me to swim.
Yeah, right.
Oakley, you snitch. Why do you have to ruin everything?
I did it for your own good, for your safety.
My safety?
Remember what happened in the swimming lesson?
I can swim now, and what's more, I can swim faster than you.
No, you can't.
I can prove it.
How?
I'll race you. 2 lengths, you and me, right now.
I haven't got any kit.
Spare trunks and goggles in my sunbag.
No.
You scared?
No.
Right then.
What can I say? He was determined, and Mum and Dad weren't nearly as angry as I thought they'd be. So I had no choice. I had to race him.
Hot chocolate, strawberry milk, chocolate frappuccino and two teas.
Hot chocolate for me.
Frappuccino.
Two teas here.
There you go. And who are the donuts for?
Just leave them there, thank you. Don't look so miserable, Oakley. Here, have a donut.
I wasn't miserable. I was mad. But I only had myself to blame.
So, Hayley, what do you think? Does Jimmy have a talent?
He's doing well, and he's still only 12. Who knows how he'll develop as he grows up?
So, there isn't a champion swimmer here yet?
Yes, there is. Hayley.
That's not possible.
Why not?
She can't train because she has to work to support her family.
Jimmy, that's my private business.
But are you a good swimmer, Hayley?
I could be.
What if you had a sponsorship?
Yes. Most athletes have sponsors who pay for their training and other costs.
That would be amazing. But who would sponsor me?
We would.
You've done so much for Jimmy. Maybe we can do something for you.
I think that was the moment. The moment I realised something very important. That when you go to other people, good things can come to you. But you've got to take a risk. Jimmy had got the better of me. And not just in the race. I'd been uncaring and bullying. I'd spied on my brother and then told tales. I was the one that was sinking while Jimmy learned to swim. I needed to change.
Are you all right, Oakley?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Do you know what I've been thinking? Jimmy could use a training partner in the pool.
A training partner?
It's hard on your own, but partners push each other and get better together.
That sounds like a good idea. Do you have someone in mind?
As a matter of fact, I do. What do you say, Oakley?
Me?
You're the same age, same height. Jimmy didn't beat you by much. You might beat him next time.
Jimmy won't want me.
Yes, I do. I'd love you to be my training partner.
But I was so mean to you.
Yeah, but that's normal, isn't it?
Is it?
Of course it is. You're my brother.
Yeah, I am.